The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. We do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 2, Episode 10 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And we're now one full week in without live sports. All leagues are suspended really indefinitely because of the coronavirus, and they could say 30 days or May 3rd or mid-June, but the bottom line is nobody knows if it's going to be three more weeks or if it's going to be three more months or how long it will be, and that's the frightening part. We watched COVID-19 do damage in other parts of the globe, but we didn't take it seriously enough, and now here we are seemingly each week. And in some cases, each day, each hour is unrecognizable from the list. But we've all been affected, worrying about our families, worrying about the elderly, our 401ks, retirement funds, lost jobs, paying bills, layoffs, furloughs. And normally in times like this, we could turn to sports for an escape. But even without sports, we still have sports radio. We still have TV, video, and written sports content. And so many outlets have done a great job of keeping that source of information and entertainment rolling. Much of it has been highlighted at BSM. More of it's going to be highlighted here on the Under the Radar podcast, as we have plenty of news and notes to discuss. But as always, we keep it less than, or at least we keep it really close to 10 minutes. So let's go. And in the leadoff spot, I think it's pretty important to highlight last week, Thursday, March 19th, was the 18th anniversary of the YES Network's debut, which at the time was a partnership between the New York Yankees and the New Jersey Nets. But it was also the start of Mike and the Mad Dog launching their simulcast on the YES Network.
All right. And George told me we want you. Okay.
Their radio show started in 1989. Their TV simulcast debuted in 2002, something that we see a lot more of now, whether the show's video feed is on a TV network or a live stream. But it's crazy that it only lasted 6 years. It felt like Mike and Chris were on TV together for a lot longer than that. The dog pieced for Sirius in 2008. Yes, many radio hosts, radio shows, radio stations, TV shows are broadcasting from home. We don't have time to list all of it, but I do want to mention the recent at-home work of one broadcaster, because as a Mets fan, I love the years Josh Loon was on the radio call alongside Howie Rosa. I thought he did a fantastic job, and he does a really cool podcast right now that we previously talked about. I don't remember if it was here or at BSM, but the Throwback League podcast has Josh calling simulated games featuring some of Major League Baseball's best team in sports history. For the Throwback League, the Mets, the Red Sox, the Chargers, UCLA, Loon might be doing some of his best work right now while people are stuck at home. It started with a taquito. It has since included vacuuming, shoe tying, slow-moving intersections, looking at a cabinet of soup. Send Josh your video, and he provides the call in absolutely phenomenal fashion.
Doctor apparently advised him he's not eating quite enough carbs. A great opportunity here to remove the crust from his PB&J. Against the backdrop of the celebrated 50% less sodium Fritos, three of the sides already off. Fourth cut, final cut, the money cut is good! And now, oh, the diagonal slice! He went full diagonal. Brilliant sandwich work yet again from McConnell!
In other play-by-play news, we have some updates featuring the Portland Sea Dogs. After 14 years and over 2,100 games called as the radio voice of the Boston Red Sox AA affiliate, Sea Dogs announcer Mike Antonelli has been called up to AAA as the radio and TV voice of the Pawtucket Red Sox. So best of luck to him as he continues to work his way up to the major leagues. Taking over for Mike on Sea Dogs broadcast will be Emma Tiedemann, a Dallas native. Emma joined Portland's minor league baseball team after spending the last two seasons as a director of broadcasting and media relations for the Kansas City Royals minor league affiliate, Lexington Legends. Best of luck to both Mike and Emma in their new games. A lot of TV networks and radio stations are airing replays of classic games and broadcasts, and we've highlighted some of those at BSM, and I'm sure we're going to continue to do so. But one cool thing comes from KSR and the UK Sports Network. With no March Madness this year, the UK Sports Network is replaying the radio broadcasts of six classic Kentucky NCAA tournament games. The first two came out last week. Four more coming out in the next 2 weeks. But in addition to the replays, Matt Jones' KSR is on hand for a 90-minute live pregame show to talk about and set up each classic game. Pretty cool. With no NHL games to listen to, iHeart's KFan in Minnesota is replacing live sports with what they're calling almost live sports, replaying classic Minnesota Wild hockey games every Wednesday evening. Last week's game was a replay of the team's first ever home game from October 11th, 2000, a matchup against the Philadelphia Flyers. Good Karma's WTMJ in Milwaukee announced they're going to try to give Brewers fans the feel of opening day. This Thursday, the radio home of the Milwaukee Brewers will rebroadcast last year's season opener in place of what was supposed to be this year's season opener, which of course is now seemingly months away, or at least we hope it's months away and doesn't end up being a full year away. Spoiler alert, the Brewers win this game 5-4. But good luck finding somebody to take a bet on it. This was really cool. Steven Spector, program director of Sports Radio 610 in Kansas City, as well as sister station 1660 The Score, he threw out the idea of donating hour-long shows on the station. So people looking to get some reps and break into the business, they buy the hour. The money then gets donated to people in need. The idea generated a lot of interest. Spector said it's something he's definitely going to look into making happen in the future. It's a great way to find and develop new talent, give new people an opportunity, and do it all for a good cause. Cool line of thinking from the PD. Another cool note, Hall of Fame basketball coach Don Haskins, he coached UTEP for almost four decades, retired in 1999, passed away in 2008 at the age of 78. But from 2006 to 2008, Haskins hosted a bi-weekly sports talk radio show on K-Rod, which is now ESPN El Paso. The radio station figured now is a great time to bring back some of those shows that aired almost 15 years ago. The radio station is airing one of Haskins' shows every weekday at 6 p.m. and also posting them as a podcast for on-demand listening. I love that stuff. Also in Texas, unfortunately, the cancellation of all college spring sports also brings the end to a fantastic radio career for Dave South. The former radio voice for Texas A&M football and basketball was set to fully retire from broadcasting after completing the baseball season. Unfortunately, that season was cut short, so after 33 years, South's retirement was bumped up a few months earlier than expected. Another broadcast canceled because of COVID-19 was the return of Brian Wheeler to Portland Trailblazers radio call. Last summer, Wheeler stepped aside from his play-by-play gig with the Blazers after more than two decades and 1,800 games. He spent his last couple of seasons with the team while battling health issues. He was set to return to the broadcast for what would have been a Sunday game against the Rockets. Unfortunately, Blazers fans will not get to hear their longtime radio voice back this season. Some pretty big news last week out of Dayton, Ohio's ESPN radio affiliate. Afternoon co-host Mark Schlemmer left the show, said to be retiring from radio. A popular and longtime Dayton sports radio host, local baseball star, also coached baseball at the University of Dayton. And Schlemmer has a really interesting life story. But station program director and Schlemmer's co-host on ESPN Dayton, Justin Kinner, remains in the 3 to 6 p.m. afternoon time slot. So best of luck to both of them. Last week, Jonathan Shipman announced he is currently a radio free agent. For the last 6 years, Shipman was a board op producer and on-air contributor to 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He previously worked on Ben and Skin, who left the station last fall, since joined 97.1 The Eagle. Producer Kevin Turner followed. The day he announced he was no longer with The Fan, Shippy did join Ben and Skin for a segment on The Eagle, so we'll certainly keep an eye out to see what's next on tap for him. And then a couple days after Shippy left, Roy White announced that he was out at The Fan. White was a popular producer and contributor to morning show Sean and RJ. Both moves surprised a lot of listeners. Sean Sharif had some interesting comments on Twitter about changes being made at the station, noting that he thinks at times PD Gavin Spittle hasn't been quick enough to let people go. Sean said his post was not about Roy or Shippy, just about inevitable turnover. It was candid, it was interesting, and I would certainly direct you to his Twitter to check it out. And our closer, I'm going to be fully transparent and honest. I'm very picky about brackets. I don't like the overload of brackets every year during March Madness. Brackets are great for the NCAA tournament. I fill one and one only out each year. There are a few of the creative brackets that pique my interest, but just a few. Every year, shows try to get creative with a bracket of their own, and this year even more than ever, because there's no sports, the best cereal, best food, best fast food, best rock food, best sandwich, of which hot dogs and burgers both do not belong, best movie, best TV show. People mock them out, Rushmore conversation, and look, this is just my opinion. I get they generate a lot of interest. I see it on social. I hear it with callers. But for me, when I hear the word bracket, it's rare that I'm excited about the topic. That being said, if we're doing the Mount Rushmore of brackets, BSM Sports Center anchor bracket belongs carved into our great South Dakota national treasure. The conversation at Sparks has been fantastic as 63 anchors vie for second place behind Stuart Scott. Sports fans are getting behind it. SC anchors are campaigning. Rich Eisen was talking about it and breaking it down on his radio show. Go ahead and chime in yourself and have some fun. Pretty good stuff there. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. We'll have some great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contis. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, BarrettSportsMedia.com.